Practical considerations in estate planning. What clients need to know. As a client seeking estate planning services, it's essential to understand the ethical considerations that guide the legal professionals you entrust with your affairs. By being informed about these ethical principles, you can ensure that your interests are safeguarded and your wishes are respected throughout the estate planning process. 1. Conflicts of interest.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your attorney has an ethical obligation to identify and manage any conflicts of interest that could potentially compromise their ability to act in your best interests. A. Understanding conflicts of interest. 1. Definition and examples. A conflict of interest arises when your attorney's personal interests or obligations to another party could sway their judgment away from serving your needs effectively. Examples include situations where your attorney represents multiple parties with competing interests, has personal relationships or financial ties that could influence their decisions, or serves in dual roles that create conflicting duties. 2. Identification and disclosure. Your attorney should conduct thorough screenings during the initial consultation to identify potential conflicts and disclose any identified conflicts to you transparently. You have the right to receive a detailed explanation of how the conflict could affect the attorney's actions and to provide informed consent before proceeding with representation. B. Managing conflicts of interest. 1. Avoidance and withdrawal. In some cases, your attorney may need to avoid taking on your case or withdraw from representation if an unmanageable conflict arises, following proper procedures and ensuring a smooth transition to alternative representation. 2. Consent and segregation of duties. If you provide informed consent, your attorney may implement measures to manage the conflict, such as segregating duties within the law firm or obtaining independent secondary opinions. 3. Practical considerations. Be aware that your attorney may engage in scenario-based training or utilize specialized software to enhance their ability to identify and manage conflicts effectively. 2. Competency and undue influence. Your attorney has an ethical responsibility to assess your competency and protect you from potential undue influence, ensuring that your estate planning decisions reflect your true wishes and are not the result of coercion or exploitation. A. Assessing competency. 1. Legal standards for competency. To be considered legally competent, you must demonstrate an understanding of the nature and consequences of your estate planning decisions, recognize your assets and beneficiaries, and comprehend the legal effects of your choices. 2. Assessment process. Your attorney may engage in direct questioning, cognitive assessments, consultations with medical professionals, with your consent, or discussions with family members to evaluate your competency. 3. Importance for clients. Proper competency assessments protect your rights, ensure the validity of your estate planning documents, prevent abuse or exploitation, and maintain compliance with legal and ethical standards. B. Identifying and preventing undue influence. 1. Understanding undue influence. Undue influence occurs when someone exerts excessive pressure or coercion on you, compelling you to make decisions that align with their desires rather than your own genuine wishes. Tactics may include psychological manipulation, isolation, or exploitation of your dependencies. 2. Identification of undue influence. Your attorney should be vigilant for signs of undue influence, such as changes in your behavior, alterations to your estate documents that significantly benefit one party, secrecy or rush decisions, or concerning relationships with potential influencers. 3. Preventive measures. Insist on meeting with your attorney privately, without the presence of potentially influencing individuals. Be aware that your attorney is obligated to maintain comprehensive documentation and conduct regular reviews to protect against undue influence. 3. Confidentiality and privacy. Maintaining confidentiality and protecting your privacy are fundamental ethical obligations for your attorney, fostering trust and ensuring the effective management of your estate planning affairs. A. Confidentiality. Attorney-client privilege. 1. Understanding attorney-client privilege. The attorney-client privilege protects the privacy of communications between you and your attorney, allowing you to disclose sensitive information freely without fear of unauthorized disclosure. This privilege extends beyond your lifetime, safeguarding your interests posthumously. 2. Breaches of confidentiality. Unauthorized disclosure of confidential information by your attorney can have severe consequences, including legal actions, disciplinary measures, and damage to the attorney's professional reputation. Be aware that your attorney should implement measures such as secure communication channels, staff training, and compliance audits to prevent breaches of confidentiality. 3. Exceptions to confidentiality. In certain circumstances, such as cases of elder abuse, prevention of crime or fraud, or when you provide consent, your attorney may be legally permitted or required to disclose confidential information. B. Protecting privacy. 1. Importance of privacy in estate planning. Estate planning often involves disclosing substantial personal and financial information, making privacy protection a critical concern for you as a client. 2. Security measures. Your attorney should implement robust digital security measures, such as encryption and secure storage solutions, as well as physical security protocols, to safeguard your sensitive information. 3. Client education and collaboration. Expect your attorney to educate you about how your information will be used, stored, and protected, as well as your role in maintaining privacy. Be aware that your attorney may collaborate with IT security professionals to enhance data security practices within their legal practice. By understanding these ethical considerations in estate planning, you can make informed decisions and hold your legal representatives accountable. A trusting and transparent relationship with your attorney, grounded in ethical principles, is essential for ensuring that your wishes are respected and your interests are protected throughout the estate planning process.